Okay, and I'm sure more than a few of you have over the years seen Brother Nathaniel in your town holding the cross and trying to help people understand that there is another refuge on this planet of good and kind intelligence. And call it religion, call it whatever you want, but it's there. And it's the antithesis of that same old group who hate Christians and Christianity, and who in that one video, I will never forget it, some of these so-called settlers in Israel were saying to some Christians, "We killed your Jesus, ha ha, ha ha, and we do it again, ha ha." Talk about hate, institutional hate. It's there. I don't hear Christians talking like that. I don't hear Protestants. I don't hear Hindus talking like that. Brother Nathaniel is with us tonight, as he is every month, at least once, and it's his time tonight. Hello and welcome back.
You nail it every time. Rents is my go-to place. He nails it.
Well, it's right in front of us if we choose to see. Many just keep their eyes closed and look away, and they just don't. And I don't blame them. If they walk into the alt-news world and think they're going to find the real truth and answers, oh, my goodness, are they in trouble.
Oh, it's Candace Owens. She's the game changer.
Now, we've got a really great Candace Owens video up on the homepage, along with Michael Jackson, Marlon Brando, and all the others who have dared to criticize the control matrix that runs it all.
Yeah.
And what's happened, you remember Michael Jackson. I think most all of you have heard the video now. And I played his clip, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, a long time ago, right before they killed him.
He
killed
the
people
only
all
one
the time.
He didn't try to suck back up to the Jews. I think Marlon Brando kind of had to if he wanted to get any more leading roles.
Correct.
But Candace Owens is sucking up all over the place. Oh, I'm not anti-Semitic. Oh,
I haven't heard her do this yet. Is this something new?
Absolutely.
I don't even want to go there.
She did it from the get-go. Oh, I don't hate the Jewish people.
Too bad.
So as soon as you say that, they got you.
Oh, they
well,
do.
Schwartz, you're going to now say this, and now you're going to say that. Okay, because I don't hate the Jewish people.
Oh,
and the other one from North Dakota, we dearly love the Jewish people. There's nothing lovable about them, and they know it. They laugh at it when they hear it. They laugh. We didn't want to hear growing up that the Goyim loved us. We didn't want to hear it. We wanted to hear that they obey us, not love us.
Obedience is everything. You got it.
Well,
exactly
yeah,
right.
Let the goys obey us, you know. So some friends of mine said, well, this Jewish guy, I'll never forget it, did me a favor. Well, of course. The master will always do a servant a favor. That's part of the domination game. Come on. Get it. You don't get it, but I get it. I grew up in it. Nobody gets it like Brother Nathaniel. Jeff, there is no movement. I am the movement.
That's another correct and accurate assessment. You are the movement, and you are inspiring people. I don't know if you're changing lives. I don't know, but you're out there. You're putting yourself where your convictions are, and that is in and of itself an example of to be followed and to be respected.
Okay, I know the game. Okay, now I try to play their game on YouTube. So I started Bible with Brother. I said I had enough of politics. I did close down Real Jew News for 3 months because it was giving me a head cramp. I could look at a headline and I get a cramp looking at it because I see the Jew agenda behind it. Just a headline, okay? You know how you can spin a headline, Jeff. You know. Okay.
Easy.
So, yeah, it's easy. So I go on YouTube with Bible with Brother. And even Jeff Rentz, who pretty much can see what a video is like, said it's bland. Okay, well, it was bland by my standards because I wanted to stay on YouTube and just do Bible with Brother. There was nothing political involved, all right? But I was reaching the kids, 14 years to 20, oh, this is so cool, the way you do this, the graphics. Why do you wear that? Why do you wear that black outfit? What church do you belong to? And I'd write back to them, what did you grow up in? And they'd say, nothing. I don't know anything, but I want to know. Okay. So I would get 5,000 comments per video. And Susan Wojcicki, she put some Hindu up as window dressing. He runs nothing. Wojcicki still runs YouTube. Jews don't retire until they die, like Lieberman. He never retired. Okay?
Oh, they never step out.
So, and totally Michael Chertoff is the one who runs Homeland Security, not Mayorkas, who is not Cuban. He was born in Cuba, then 2 months later, he was raised in Beverly Hills. Okay, so give me a break.
Oh, is that right? That's funny. I didn't know that. I'm not surprised.
Yes,
I didn't know that, though. You're all frauds.
I grew up in the tribe. I can smell it.
Oh, no.
As soon as I see a hype, I say, it's a hype. Is he really Cuban? Then I look it up, do some research. I usually go to Yandex. I heard it was just bought out, so I don't know if I want to get the truth out of that anymore. But at any rate, I know where to go to, or I have contacts. I said, as an infant, they took him to Beverly Hills, the mom and dad, and that's where he grew up. So he's American through and through, with some Cuban blood in him, but it's Sephardic Jew. Okay,
got
he's Jew.
Yeah.
But Michael Chertoff runs Homeland Security. That should be.
I didn't know. See, I hadn't heard. That's interesting because I haven't heard Chertoff's name for quite a long time, and he was supposedly installed as the CEO of some company somewhere. I don't know, but
well,
it wouldn't surprise me that he's...
Quote.
No, hold on. It wouldn't surprise me if what you say is correct and he is running DHS. Oh, just like Obama and his minions are running the O'Biden regime. You got it.
Right. Yeah, rent calls the O'Biden regime.
Yeah.
Someone once asked him, what does he mean by that? Well, it's Obama. It's Susan Rice.
Right, it's Obama's third term.
Yeah. Okay. But he almost admitted it because I had a clip of him saying that he wishes he could be down in his basement in his sweats writing to Biden and dictating policy. Well, he gave the store away right there. He was doing that. He is doing that. Not in his basement. On the top floor of his, you know, mansion in, Georgetown, D.C.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Right. So, yeah, Chertoff, as soon as they appointed after him, who was next after him? I forget. I think the guy from Pennsylvania. He didn't last long. Then the lesbian they put in, Napolitano. Then Jed, you know, from the Schwarza they put him in. But he started what's called the Chertoff Group. And the Chertoff Group does all the major contracts for every government institution and every airport on security. So you don't tell me.
Remember all
run,
those? Remember Chertoff was selling those backscatter X-ray machines to irradiate all the people who are going through Homeland Security stations, otherwise known as. I don't know what they're known as in airports and but they had them at bus stations, everywhere. It's crazy.
I always say, do you want a microcosm of America? Walk through an airport. The goyim are in their pajamas, tattoos, eating their French fries. And if you talk to anybody, what do you think about Russia? Oh, Putin is evil. He gasses his own people. I still hear this through this day, Jeff. And there's a great awakening? No. There's a great dumbing down that hasn't stopped. So I've been hearing, oh, Candace Owens, the game changer. When you ask anybody on the street, what do you think of Candace Owens? They say, who? She's not mainstream. She was on the Daily Wire. Okay, this...
why do they put her on the Daily Wire? Why?
Because they need a Schwarza's window dress.
That's right. Thank you. That's right. Exactly.
Okay, so it's like all the Schwarzes in power. They're not in power. They're just, you know, tools of the Jews.
Tokens.
Tokens. But for a Jew to live in a Schwarza neighborhood, we had a neighborhood growing up, Penn Hills. This was mixed, Negro, and we call them colored people back in those days. Colored people and
you know, that's
and
actually
white.
That's a very appropriate and I think a proper term, colored people, whatever. Nothing wrong with that.
Well,
because that's what
they're
I grew
not really
up with.
Black. They're black. They're brown, you know.
Correct. Totally right. I grew up with that. Colored people. That's what they were.
Jeff, you and I grew up in a different America, okay?
It's so gone. And the younger people now have no idea. Not a clue.
They don't have a clue.
No.
They don't have a clue. So people say, well, I want white rights. I want the whites. We should have some rights. I say, how old are you? They say, I'm 40. You're 40. I'm 73. I knew white America. If anyone could be a white supremacist, it should be me. I grew up in it. Yeah.
Well, we remember.
So at any rate, so go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on fire tonight because, okay, so I started Bible with Brother again. Because I thought, well, I'll have my own special channel on X. Because X is up and coming, you know, with a so-called free speech deal, which is not really true. Sometimes you're only allowed to be heard 5 feet away. I don't know if that's free speech. But anyway, I laugh at this stuff, you know. So at any rate, so I started it, and I thought, let's go back on YouTube with my tech. He said, sure, I can do it. I'll get you a new IP. I said, well, my computer says, no, I don't need it on your computer. He's able to do that. Okay, so he got me a new IP. He's able to do it. And I'm back on. I don't use the word Jew. I just say Christ crucified us once, called Rising from the Dead. It was my Easter special. Within 16 hours, it was banned. It's gone.
Wow. Yeah.
This is YouTube. They can't all kind of trash, homosexuality, perversion, transgenderism, all kind of wickedness. And I put on something about the resurrection for Easter, and it's banned. Okay.
And
now,
this is on
Susan
X.
Wyszynski.
This is
no,
X.
No, it was banned on YouTube. I'm on
YouTube.
X, but I haven't able to embed it on X yet because I have to get a premium thing, and that's taking a few days.
I see. Well, don't hold your breath there. Linda Iaccarino is a tribe, and she used to be a board chair on one organization under the World Economic Forum. And Iaccarino is...
Well, she was the advertising exec for NBC.
Correct. She's got a long background in the media. And that was Musk's immediate first choice. New CEO.
Was it his
first
choice,
thing he
or
did.
Was it his investor's choice?
Oh,
Jeff, when I saw that
matter.
He's buying
this
thing for $40 billion, huh?
Yeah. Well, half that $40 billion came from Zionist banks. So they told
him,
he's not his own man. Come on. We're supposed to think that he went out on his own in the world and became the world's richest man? Please. It's absurd.
Please. Like, now I see Trump is now on the list. Well, he's all Jewed up in Jew loans. How can he be the richest man in the world?
He just popped for $175 million to keep his empire, fully leveraged, by the way, I guess under his name.
Well, it was leveraged by Charles Kushner and his buddies. And
that's right.
I forget the names behind it. See, he co-founded this Truth Social with two other Jews. Well, he's not a Jew. Two Jews helped him started that thing. I forget their names. Yatinsky's one, Litinsky, and so they were behind it, and they said, okay, well, we'll prop you up here, but, you know, when it comes time for your presidency, you know, we got some favors that we'll be coming asking for, you know. It's like a mafia.
All true.
You know, we'll do
all true. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, of course, all true. Same thing. Okay, so Susan Wyszynski bans me again. All right. For what? Well, she wouldn't tell me what guideline I violated the last time. But what goes around comes around. Now, I'm not looking for, I'm not a vindictive person, but I just look at the facts. She's got all this garbage on. She banned somebody who's preaching the gospel. And then 4 months later, because she banned me 4 months ago after big, huge, I was huge. I was getting like a million views a month for these kids. Well, her son overdoses. He's 20 years old, and he's dead. Jeff, I connected to. The boy's dead. Now, she's still doing the same thing. Did she learn a lesson? No, Jews don't learn lessons. They don't. They just continue their domination. And think
isn't it true that most of the lessons that they would have to otherwise learn could be determined to be Christian in nature, Christian values, those kinds of lessons. Their lessons have nothing to do with morality. Nothing. So you're right. And if they do the Kol Nidre, oh, you know what that is, you get a free pass for the next year. No matter what sin you commit, you're automatically excused in advance. Pretty slick, huh?
Well, Rents are the first one to show the American public and the world public the whole truth about Kol Nidre. You were the first to do that, Jeff. I'm going to give you the credit where credit's due. I'm not trying to flatter you. But
no,
I tell
people,
you want the news, go to Jeff, okay? You want to find out what's the world politics from the late 80s, early 90s, you go to Rents. He knows what's going on. He does a radio show every night on this stuff. I think he knows more than anybody put together.
There's a lot of information out there, that's for darn sure. I played a little clip earlier.
Well, it's all in your head. It's all in your brain. Come on.
Something's up there. I played a little clip tonight from a video. We used to call these man-on-the-street interviews, MOS, and when I was in television news. We'd go out and take a camera crew and sit up on the sidewalk, a busy sidewalk, and just ask people real simple questions. Well, now the questions are not just simple, they're insultingly dumb. And this one guy goes out, and he does this. He went to a university campus and started to ask students. These are adults, 20, 21, 22, 23, who knows. And they're at the university getting their higher degree, right? They're really becoming tomorrow's leaders by going to university. Uh-huh. He's asking them questions. And you know what some of the questions are? How many minutes in a quarter hour? How many dimes in a dollar? Who is the first president of the United States? Etc. Now, one woman he asked, I probably won't replay this. I'm going to play a little more clip, another clip. One woman he asked, how many dimes in a dollar? And she said, 50. And the guy said, what? How did you figure that out? And she said, well, I have to, when I cash out, she works in some kind of a position where she's a cashier. She says, I have to cash out my drawer. I have to balance my cash drawer every night when I'm at work and I'm ending my shift. So I have to know these things. 50 dimes in a dollar.
Oh, we're in trouble now.
She was totally serious. I'm going to play this a little bit more of this. This is interesting. Hold on.
I'm getting emails about our call tonight, our talk already.
Oh. You have a wonderful following. They really, they pay attention.
Well,
to everything
you do too. Yeah, you do too.
Yeah. All right. Here, let's listen to a little bit more of this.
Dollar bill. I'll give you that.
I thought that was Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thomas Jefferson. What about?
All right. He asked the guy, whose face is on the dollar bill? I think. No, he asked him. This is the guy. He asked, who is the first president of the United States? And then he gave him a hint. He said, he's on the dollar bill.
Wow.
All right. Hang on. Hit me with a commercial here. I got to get rid of this thing.
Who is the first president of the U.S.? The first president of the U.S. is on the $1 bill. I'll give you that.
I thought that was Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He thought it was Thomas Jefferson. Hey, I'm surprised he got that much. All right, here.
Yeah.
George Washington. What bill is he on?
Damn, I mean, my nigga, well, got you, man.
Yeah. What is 1/3 of 45?
Oh, bro, I can't do this. I might have to tap out of the interview.
No?
I cannot.
Okay, 45 divided by 3.
What's happening?
No,
I can't.
Okay. All right, no worries. How many weeks are in a year?
Oh, that's a great question. Ain't it like, okay, hold on, 12 months for...
That's a great question.
100 and, I don't know, like 103, I don't know.
103 weeks?
Yeah, maybe.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how smart are you guys?
Don't really know how to, like, rate that, but I guess, like, I would say, maybe, like, we'll start low so people don't, like, already be like, yeah, because she said 10, she's going to be, like, this computer.
All right, enough yapping. All right, what about you?
I'd say, like, a 5.5.
5.5, all right, there we go. So, okay, average. How many dimes are in a dollar?
How many dimes are in a dollar? There's 10 cents is a dime, and then four quarters.
Oh, God.
Like, a dollar. So, let's see. 10, 20, 30. Isn't it, I don't want to say a hundred. No, wait, hold on. Okay, four quarters, 25 cents per quarter, and that's four. Okay, so a dime is 10 each. So that's two dimes gives you a quarter and a half.
I do your own question.
Oh,
okay. Blah, 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 blah. So, okay, one and a half.
Now take your time.
One and a half quarter.
This is a Gen Z adult. An adult, Brother Nathaniel. These people vote legally.
Okay, two dimes.
Two dimes.
Is 20 cents. Yeah. Then you do another.
yes, you're on something.
Two,
you're on something.
And then yeah. So three, that's 30 yeah. cents. And then you do that. Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. You're
rival. Where's my pit?
No, calculator.
No, not my... Okay, so I can't count on my hands.
Okay.
And I just want to say this. I'm not an engineer.
The woman actually reached for her cell phone, and the guy had to tell her, no calculators. How many dimes in a dollar? That's the question.
That's the problem.
And this woman's been 2 minutes trying to figure it out. All right, I got to go back to... I haven't seen this. Hold on. This is incredible.
Major?
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, so
just guess a number. It's fine. It's whatever.
Oh wait, this is the little thing that they do, and they put it on the little thing. Okay, so yeah, my name is Oshun. It's two dimes gives you. Like I mean, two dimes give you a dollar.
There you go. Okay.
No, this is sick.
What is 33 plus 77?
33 plus.
All right, that's enough. So after 3 minutes of mighty struggling with her mind. And reality, she came up with two dimes, make a dollar.
This is
not, the whole damn tape is full of this stuff. It's in 10-minute tape or video. Anyway, the prospects for great leaders of tomorrow are minimal. The smart people won't run for office because they know how corrupt and crooked it is, and they do anything meaningful, they're likely to get killed. And the dummies will sell out and simply be put on the ballot and put in office. And they'll just be serving their masters, like you mentioned earlier, nonstop. This is on a university campus. I kid you not. It's astounding. And it used to be bad, but now it is beneath belief. Crazy.
That's a great question. How many times it are? Well, hold on a minute. And they can't even put a sentence together. Did you notice that, Jeff? They can't even speak in a full fluent sentence.
I did, okay. Of course. No.
I saw this recently.
Think.
I was in New York.
They can't think. They don't think. They don't know how to formulate words. Their vocabulary is, I think every other word is like. How do you rehabilitate somebody, say 22, 23, who is that, I'm going to be polite, that uninformed? Good God. You don't. These people, that's who they're going to be the rest of their lives.
Well, of course. If it's at 20 years old and they don't see the problem, it's over.
And they're in the university. Somehow they got into the university. Parents, maybe minority monies, I don't know. Affirmative action grants, I don't know. But they're in the university, and they can't function. These are dysfunctional people. They're not functional in society. They can't make it. They need to be taken care of. It's crazy. Oh, they can eat. I get that. I know. But come on. She finally reached for her cell phone, and the guy had to tell her.
Well, yeah, they would ask the question in the cell phone, and then the cell phone would give the answer. I saw this recently in New York City. So, my bishop took me to Starbucks, all right?
Yeah.
And there we are, we're having, you know, eggs and whatever and coffee, and a whole group of kids come in before they're going to start high school. There must have been 12 of them, all right? They sit at the table, and they all pull out their cell phones. They ordered by the cell phone, and then they brought it over to the table, whatever they had, the coffee. And they're not talking to each other. They're all on the phones texting each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking verbally.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
When I was young, you know what I used to...
cell phone.
I used to read, literally, I used to read vocabulary books. Not a lot, but I'd have books, small ones, paperbacks, 300 pages, just read words, just for fun. And that was a good exercise.
Well, you have to for your profession. You were a newscaster, so you have to do it for your profession.
Well, this is before that. This is even before that.
How to build your vocabulary, you know. I still have the books next to me. I still read vocabulary, Jeff.
There you go.
Because it's just you want to find the right word, you know, when you're doing these videos.
Let me tell you something else about vocabulary. This is interesting. It has been proven that the bigger your vocabulary, the more you get out of life. The more life's diversity becomes clear to you. You have many more ways of interpreting and ascribing meaning to the events that come your way in life with a bigger vocabulary. And that makes life more interesting, more fulfilling, etc. So I don't know what the average IQ is now. I don't care because that's a kind of a bogus number. But I'm wondering what the average, vocabulary, how many words does the average Gen Z or millennial have and use? With the introduction of like, which I hear 2-3 times a sentence now, like, I wonder if they're getting by with maybe 300-400 words, tops. That's all they need. And they make moans and noises and grins, and it's a bizarre new language.
Jeff, you got to hear what your listeners are spreading to me. I can't keep up with it. They know what's going on. So one listener writes, tell Jeff that Candace Owens' father-in-law, Lord Farmer, I didn't know her husband was from England. But he's a white guy, okay? So she's doing miscegenation.
Father-in-law,
chair,
okay.
Huh?
Not stepdad. Father-in-law, okay.
Oh, father-in-law, okay, there you go.
That's not a blood. That's not necessarily blood, okay.
Got it. Lord Farmer is deputy chair of the UK's, quote, Council of Christians and Jews. Huh, right there, okay.
Well.
So, what kind of game changer is she? And then the next one, another one. Gen Z doesn't handle physical cash, so they don't know coins and bills. It's all digital now. Huh?
Here's a woman who she has to, at the end of her shift, she's got to balance her cash drawer and turn it in. How does she do it?
So she
must have her cell phone right there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this goes hand in hand with the idea that when you pay for something at a store, at a checkout point, they can't count change. The cash register tells them how much change to give you. When's the last time you saw somebody count change? They look at the little window on the electronic cash register, and it says change back, and they count it out. So, yeah.
Yeah, it comes
no,
out
Candace
that
Owens
plot, you know.
is not a Michael Jackson. And your point was important. He did not back down.
Michael Jackson did not back down. He did not.
No.
Marlon
Kanye
Brando
West?
Had to if he wanted any more rules, okay? He had to.
And what about Kanye West? He lost about $1 billion, most of it from Adidas, apparently. They canceled his shoe contract. And he backed down. He had to. Elon Musk groveled. They all do. No, Michael was the only one that did,
I think. Auschwitz. Did you see how they humiliated the guy?
He groveled and they made him just crawl. It was sickening.
They set up this op-ed, okay, photography, okay, where he had to bend down to light a candle in memorial to the corpses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Right over him is a big stalker, we call him, a Jew, big guy, towering over him. With a tallit over him and the big yarmulke, they give him a little saucer in the back of his head. And the goy is bending over, and right next to him, they put up this sign, never again. Well, that never again, and never again is Musk are goy toy going to allow anti-Semitic tweets? They humiliated this goyim.
Right.
And he fell into it.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be brilliant? Nah.
No. He earned his way. He figured out how to use entrepreneurial brilliance to become the richest man in the world. I'm sorry. Not a chance. He's owned and operated by the same people.
What I saw, okay. I knew Tesla was Jewed up in loans. I didn't know who, but of course, any corporation, you're going to be Jewed up in Jewish finance.
Right.
So now I see this Twitter is for, he's going to buy it for $40 billion. I said, what? No way. So I did a little research. Well, he had some help with his Jew enablers, Larry Fink, who was monolithic, and Larry Ellison of Oracle, another Jewed up billionaire who's part of the tribe, part of the club that you and I ain't in, you know. So they're going to call the shots, not Elon. So there you have it. So now the watchdog ADL is all over me. If I say the word Jew, I get flagged. Everyone else can say it but me. So on Twitter, I got to do J-E-semicolon, all kind of stuff, you know?
Really?
So the algorithm doesn't catch me. Yeah.
But what is the rationale for this? Do not use the word Jew. Do not say Jewish. What is the deal? You can say Catholic, Hindu, Protestant, right? You can say he's a Muslim. You can't say Jew. I'm trying to get people past that. It's okay to say Jew. They're Jews. It's what they are. They say it. It's like when blacks say the N-word, nigger. They can say it, but nobody else can say it. And Jews can say Jews, but nobody else can say it. It's the same thing. This is primitive stuff. It's ridiculous. They are Jewish.
Well, it's a
and they're proud of
regime.
It. How about the book, How the Jews Invented Hollywood, by Gabler? What's his name? Neil Gabler, I think. Film critic. How the Jews Invented Hollywood. They're very proud of it. I do remember somebody telling
me. The L.A. Headline. Yes, we've invented Hollywood, and we're proud of it.
That's right.
I forget the author of it. David Duke is the one that showed the world that.
Yeah.
Back in 2014.
Yeah.
And I grabbed on to it and said, yeah, of course they're bragging about it. You know,
there is nothing
wrong. And Dershowitz brags about it, too.
Nothing wrong with using the word Jew. Nothing. And yet people, until recently, were absolutely frightened to death to use it. And that's just part of the great success of the that spins right out from the great success of the Holocaust. That marketing effort was absolutely brilliant.
We never heard the word in the 50s, so I go on Twitter and I'm just telling about my Jewish childhood. We never heard gas chambers. We never heard the word Holocaust. We never heard about 6 million. We heard about work camps and we heard about, you know, political prisoners. And 100 or 200,000 who perished in the work camps, that's all we heard. So I did a tweet on it. I got flagged for hate speech. So I said to a friend of mine, at 6 years old, I'm doing hate speech and didn't even know it.
Wow, what a talent. You know, all you got to do is read the Red Cross report, the International Red Cross, which had offices in Auschwitz and other camps. And the Germans needed these camps for the war effort. Elie Wiesel, the weasel, in his own book, Night, complained about having to take 3 showers a day at Auschwitz. Why? To keep them healthy, keep the lice off of them, to try to keep them able to do war work. So, anyway. And then you read the Lucter Report. You ever want to read something about the Holocaust, read the Lucter Report. It's not very long. L-E-U-C-H-T-E-R. Read the Lucter Report. Everything becomes much more clear.
The weasel was never in a camp. Never.
He was not the same one that was in the camp, by the way. A guy in the camp who knew him in the camp said, this guy ain't the same guy I knew. It's not him. So the chances are
that
he was a construct from the beginning.
Yeah. I forget his name, but he got no press. He says, no, he's a fraud. He wasn't in the camp. That's not him in that picture. That's somebody else.
Correct.
But my dad called him out as a fraud from the beginning. We saw him on the Ed Sullivan Show in the mid-60s. And he's going to do a personage. Huh?
Good. Good for your dad.
That's, yeah, my dad was a Jewish supremacist. There's no question about it, but he could locate a fraud immediately. So we're all sitting around watching Ed Sullivan Sunday night. It was part of the ritual, you know, back in those days.
Sure.
So he introduces a man who's a Holocaust survivor. I think that's the first time we heard the word. Okay, so he comes on, and he's doing this impersonation of the agony of being in a concentration camp. My dad gets up and turns it off. He said he's a fraud. So we said as kids, no, no, I'm going to watch him. No, I said, my dad turned it back on, okay, and he walked out of the room. He said, a man's a fraud. My dad
Smart
caught
guy.
Him. So years later, he was seen walking with short sleeved shirt. There's no tattoo on his arm.
No tattoo. But, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think they had photographs of his arms, too, short sleeves. No, look, there's so many frauds. History, as we know it, has very little. There's no historical accord to reality. It's just not there. It's made up fiction to suit the narrative, which is promulgated endlessly by the controllers, the winners. And boy, are the winners taking advantage of it now. They're destroying Europe. Europe is half gone or more. And they're coming after us next. One of the last things we have, we think, is the right to own our own homes. That may not be around much longer. Those who own their own homes in England are finding out now. They have no constitution there, of course. They're finding out that the government is now determining how much space a homeowner actually needs vis-a-vis the square footage of the dwelling. So you have a 3,000-square-foot house, 2,000-square-foot house, and there's just one of you? You don't need that much room. So they're taking homes from people in the UK and filling them full of invaders. They're taking homes away from the owners in the UK. The story's up in headlines. It's there. And that could happen here.
Well, they'll
determine if you really need
squatters.
That much room, and we'll... They're not squatters or thieves. They're house stealers. We know that.
Well, they're using that law, the squatter, or whatever, if it's a law.
It's crap. Right.
Well, the problem is, because of inflation and because the Jews run the mortgages, I experienced this. Okay, well, I used to live in Summit County, Colorado. I had the whole house, but then a realtor bought it, and she put 10 kids upstairs. They each paid $200 a month. They were all college kids, dropouts, smart kids, but dropouts will never get married, will never afford a house, and they all live crammed up together. So that's what they do. The 20-year-olds live together, all crammed up in the same room or back with their parents. They're not buying homes. They're not getting married. They're not even thinking about
it. No, the age of home ownership is all but gone now for younger people.
Yeah, so this is a great awakening, okay? So Alex Jones wants to write a book. There's no great awakening. No, no, there is not. But I think there will be. I should tell you, Jeff, you should be the first to know, I have some major business people who are going to help me do the show. I was ready to drop out
really?
And forget it. And all of a sudden I get one millionaire says, you need to do this show. I want you to do it. And then another one came on board. So they're going to buy me all this equipment, major equipment, pricey, to have a show that can do... All just came about in the last 2 weeks, Jeff. I meant to tell you. I did call you, I think. But at any rate, I'm going to do it.
Good for you.
I got this...
All right.
Yeah.
They're going to build you a... They're going to build you a...
I got a big media person involved that he's going to help promote it.
Right? They're going to build you
a
set and so forth? They're going
to
build you a set?
Yeah.
A location from which to do the program?
Yeah, but I'm going to do it. I'm not going to get an office like Alex Jones did. you know, he went from being in the home, his house with a grape behind it. All of a sudden, he's got this major production. I say, what? How did that happen? But that's okay. So I'm going to get the backing. I got it. So I have the backing. And with this latest ban by YouTube, just preaching the resurrection, and they banned me? Jeff, I'm going to get them. I'm going to destroy their power, and I know how. Because I know where their power lies in every facet. I'm the only one who really, between you, David Duke, and me, we know. And I have to bring up Dr. David Duke because a man gets bad press, but the man is a walking encyclopedia of information.
Right. David will be on Friday, day after tomorrow.
Well, tell him I said hello because I call him often to get his input on different aspects of what's going on.
He was telling me that. We talked yesterday for almost an hour, and he does mention that you're very respectful and you do call for information, and he's very happy to hear.
Yeah, I do. I do, because he knows a lot of stuff that I don't know. But I always say this, no one can really understand a Jew unless they're a Jew themselves. True.
Well, that's probably a fairly astute observation and an accurate statement. You really can't. I agree. That's good.
It's like the protocols. Good.
You have the very rare ability to see it from both sides of the road, and that's rare. It's something you can't intellectually assimilate. You got to live it.
It all credit to my father, who was against me learning about Jesus. That's where he drew the line. But everywhere else, he wanted to see me to see beyond the facade. Like, for instance, in the synagogue, we had a fellow that everyone called the gunner. That means in Yiddish, a thief. But it was just out of jealousy because the guy would get these things, like these sunglasses you used to wear to look at the 3D comics back in the 50s. He's the one that started selling that.
Yeah.
Okay, so he would get these gimmicks, and he'd make money. So we're all at the B'nai B'rith meeting, and we're sitting around. I'm a kid, 7, 8 years old. And my dad was like, everyone liked my dad because he did satire. So he says, oh, the gunner is here, the other ones would say, other business people. My dad said, the gunner is here? I'm going to get up and shake his hand. He's better than the rabbi. He should be the rabbi. And everyone said, what do you mean? What do you mean, Solomon? So, he says, watch when I shake his hand. He looks right at you, straight in the eye, and he shakes your hand like a mensch firm. The rabbi, my dad would say, he looks to the side and it's real limp, like a woman. I'll take the gun up any day. He says, you're right. So my dad taught me to look beyond the facade.
Right.
That's what he did teach me. So
he gave you the tools. He gave you the tools with which to work your way through life, and no greater gift from a parent can you get. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'll give my dad the credit for that, So I always say, okay, this is what they say about this person. Let's see the truth. Elon Musk, the great hero? Well, the Jews control him. Come on. That's what I see.
Let me ask you a question. What major locus, matrix of power or influence in the Western world don't Jews control or influence to the extent that they do control it? Name me one.
Bowling alleys.
That's not a major locus of power in the Western world.
Well, that's about as major as it's going to get, because that's the only thing they don't control, because that's a Goyim sport for the lower,
They bought Harley Davidson about 25 years ago. From the original
and they gave
owners.
Part money to it because a Jew owned it and is going bankrupt. So they funneled all this money to Harley Davidson. It didn't come out till later. And all the Goyim said, what? But if Ron Paul was still in there, he'd nail him, but he left it. And the legacy was not picked up by his son. All his son is concerned about is Fauci. Get him in jail. Rand, he's not going to jail. Give it up, man. Start with end of the Fed. Do end the Fed Rand, like your dad, but he's not.
Rand is No, he's not a player. He's just window dressing.
Yeah. So that's what I see. And, you know, with Rents.com and me, we'll get to the bottom of this thing and we'll disseminate some truth, you know? And we'll get it out and we have to...
Hold on. Your program, what are you going to call it? The Brother Nathaniel Hour? Something like that?
The Brother Nathaniel Show. It's not going to be every day. It's not going to be three shows a day like Alex Jones or maybe 10 shows like he does. It's not going to be that. It's not going to be like Rents, who does, you know, three radio shows a night.
Three hours a night.
I mean, that's a lot. You've been doing that for how many years?
I can't do it either.
30 years?
31. Listen, we'll put you on the Rents Radio Network when you get it ready, so you'll get more exposure that way. I'll help you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Is Duke still on your network, or does he just come on and
interviews? Oh, he's there.
Oh, he's still on. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, we got to get the message out, but I'm going to do it a little differently with the show. I'm not going to say the word Jew too much. I want to reach the left, because this is very interesting. My dad was a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, like all Jews, okay, back then. Now it's just a different flavor. You want a Republican flavor of Jew control or Democrat. But all Jews were Democrats back in the 50s and 60s. All right. Adlai Stevenson, remember him? Okay. So at any rate, my dad would not be a Democrat today, but God forbid he should be a Republican. No way. That's white bread Gentile country club. No. So he wouldn't be a Republican. He'd be on the fence. Well, not only my dad, there's millions today who are on the fence. Because they don't like what the Democrats are doing with all this woke crap, as they call it, homosexuality, transgender. They don't like that.
No.
And the border, they don't like that either. So I'm going to reach those people. Because those are the people who are very influential. Those are the people in politics. Those are the people in the, you know, the, I forget what they call it. Okay, these groups, like the Council on Foreign Relations, they call it something. I forget what they call it. I'm going to reach those people. So maybe someone will be disappointed. You're not calling out the Jew like you used to. I have a strategy, so I don't really care what they think. I don't care. Because I'm not playing into the truth movement anymore. Because they're basically a bunch of morons.
I'm afraid you're right. They go into the alt news world, and I think they're going to find reality and truth, and they're only going to find confusion, misdirection, misinformation, and fraud in many cases. Not all, but in many cases, and they don't have the discernment to be able to work their way through it. It's hard.
No, they're newbies on it, and they latch on to these stupid things, like Candace Owen. Okay, they latch on to this and. They go with it for 2 weeks and they realize it's nothing. Then they find the next trend to go on. I don't do that. See, I deal with the major issue, and that's Jewish capital finance, international finance. This is a 1%. They're globalists. They have no borders. They're internationalists. They're not really Americans. That's where the power is. That's a club that you and I don't belong to. And Gates doesn't belong to it either. Okay? But I have to present it in such a way that the people can understand it and see that this is more important than a tunnel in Brooklyn. Yeah. Because that became a trend, the tunnel, okay? Oh, this is where it's at, and the harvesting and the child molesting, the tunnel. Okay. No, that's not where the power is. That's not. The power is international Jewish finance. That's it. And printing money, counterfeiting money legally. The Fed, that's the power. So that's what I'm going to try to tell people, and I have to tell it in very, very simple vernacular terms so they're not bored by it.
Well, you will. You will. This will be interesting.
Well, Jeff, you remember the book Secrets of the Temple by William, I forget his name.
Yeah.
Remember that book?
Yes.
William Grider?
Yes.
I dug it out of my attic. Well, I looked for 2 hours. I found it. I'm reading it again.
Oh. There's so many books that you can quote from and play angles from and present material from. Really great books that just don't get read anymore. So good.
Well, The Secret of the Temple was all about the operation of the Fed. That's what that book is. It's bigger than the...
Yeah. I had a number of people on, wonderful people, about the true history of the Middle East. You'll have fun. Are you going to have a producer put this together for you conceptually, as far as the look and the image goes?
I have a guy who's a media expert. He contacted me, too. They all contacted me at the same time, independently.
How interesting.
It's a God thing, as they say, you know? So,
Well, if you need any help.
It's going to be good. But Rents is going to be involved, and I'm going to get back on your radio syndicate. Well, I never was, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
Because this has to happen. I'm 70.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. No, you finish. Go ahead.
Jeff, I'm 73 years old. And I have the health of a 40-year-old, my doctor just told me. I had all kind of panels and all kind of blood tests.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to bring these people down, and then we're going to, you and me and others, are going to rebuild. And we know how to rebuild. So I'm not going to wait till the day I die like Samson and bring the Jews down with me in my death. No, I'm going to do it, okay? And then we spend the rest of my time on this earth rebuilding what we once had in America or could have had. That's the plan.
Very good.
I was a salesman for 25 years, very successful. We did plan your work, then work your plan.
All right. Go get him. I'll be watching. This is going to be fun. I look forward
to it.
Well,
we do it together. I'm a team player, Jeff.
Yeah, I know you are. All righty. Okay, congratulations. Right. Talk soon. Be well
out
there.
All right, good.
Be safe.
All right.
All right. Brother Nathaniel, the one and only, and for those of you who have seen him around, if you do see him around again, go up and say hello. Tell him thank you. It's great to see somebody standing on real principle and values and morals. Doesn't happen very often. We will be back tomorrow night. A lot of information tonight. I hope it was helpful. Listen to the program again if you'd like. Get in the archives. There are, good Lord, 31 years worth of programs there now. Some of the great people of our age are in there. They're really extraordinary. Talk soon, in 21 hours to be exact, tomorrow.